Good afternoon, I'm Jessica Rouse with the latest from the Hunter Valley Newsroom. New South Wales Police are continuing to conduct compliance operations across the state, targeting metropolitan residents travelling to regional New South Wales, breaking the public health orders. Last night, police spoke to a 38-year-old man in Mudgee who was reported to be acting suspiciously. Inquiries revealed the man from Kingswood had travelled from Penrith Railway Station to Lithgow Station before boarding a bus to Mudgee earlier the same day to meet a person he'd met on social media. The man was issued with a $1,000 fine for breaking the stay-at-home orders. In total, 56 pins were issued yesterday, and of those, 26 $200 pins were for failing to wear a fitted face covering. A motorcycle rider who allegedly failed to stop after a crash with a car at Cessnock remains unconscious and under police guard in hospital. The Newcastle Herald reports the 26-year-old has never held a motorcycle licence and was wanted on three outstanding warrants at the time of the crash. He was charged with 9 offences when he was eventually arrested by police. The matter was adjourned in court yesterday until today, as the man was unable to provide instructions to a lawyer to either enter pleas or make a bail application. He is expected to apply for bail. Meantime, 30 years on, and police are still trying to find who was responsible for Penny Hill's death near Cassilis. Penny Hill was 20 years old when she was found unconscious with severe head and facial injuries on Cassilis Road near Cooler at about 8 a.m. on Monday in 1991. She was taken to John Hunter Hospital where she died 2 weeks later. There have been 2 coronial inquests, but both returned open findings after pursuing a number of lines of inquiry. In 2019, the New South Wales government increased the reward for information, which leads to the arrest and conviction of those responsible for Penny's murder, to $1 million. Anyone who knows anything is urged to contact Crime Stoppers on 1800 333 000. And another step in Quirindi getting their silos painted today, with the tenders now being called for the artwork. The Quirindi Silo Art Committee are calling for any artist keen to take on the project to get in touch. Quirindi Silo Art Committee wishes to create a silo artwork that will position Quirindi as a gateway to the northwest and Australia's ultimate road trip. Head to the committee's Facebook page to get involved. Tim Zhu has ended Steve Spark within 3 rounds in the boxing ring at Newcastle. Zhu is undefeated and the top-ranked contender for the WBO world title. He hit the scales earlier this week at 69.3 kilos, while Spark weighed in at 69.66 after stepping up 2 divisions for the biggest fight of his life. With 11 knockouts from his 13 fights and just 1 loss, Spark was a late replacement for no-show Michael Zarafa in a huge disappointment for boxing fans. It didn't matter in the end, though, with Zhu showing he was a class above the rest again last night at the Newcastle Entertainment Centre. I'm Jessica Rouse, and now you're up to date with your local news and sport.